Welcome to another episode of Yes PHX Presents. This is your host, Vincent Orlek, sitting here with Rick McCartney of In Business. The new weekly podcast is coming. Welcome, Rick.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate it, Vince.
How have you been enjoying Startup Week so far?
It's been great. We're at Galvanize just next door. So the whole area here downtown in the Warehouse District has been kind of hopping all week.
For sure.
It's been really nice.
Yeah, it's been pretty busy. Galvanize is usually pretty busy anyway. But definitely this week, we're here next door at the George Washington Carver Museum for Phoenix Startup Week 2018. Last day. Today's the last day of Startup Week. So bittersweet.
It's been a long week. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of activity though.
I agree. And we've had some different venues, events on Jackson, Galvanize, of course, the STC building, which is brand new, located downtown here. Some different days focusing on blockchain or artificial intelligence, mm-hmm. Internet of Things. Could go on and on. So there's been a lot of buzz for sure.
Yeah, I love the success of it. We were involved last year as well. And this year they really stepped it up. I would say the venue has been a really nice place for all this.
And of course, you know, we had the governor here the other day, mm-hmm. So a little definitely high profile this year. You have a new podcast coming up. Tell us a little bit about it, and we'll get into some of the questions about what's going to be on the show, what it's going to be about. I'm really curious about this because I've definitely know In Business. I've read that for a while. I have a relative who's been featured in it actually a couple of times up in Scottsdale, a salon. Yeah. So, tell us a little bit about the show and why you're deciding to do a podcast right now.
Yeah. So starting March 12th, we're going to launch our first podcast. We haven't done a podcast. We've been doing the magazine, In Business Magazine, for 8 years, and it's been very successful. It's a very authentic publication to the content for this business community. And we thought that it would be a really good idea given the popularity of podcasts. Now ours will be a video podcast, so they'll also be able to see it on video. It's called In Business Weekly, a podcast hosted by Rick McCartney. So I get to be the host, which is really exciting. I mean, each issue of In Business Magazine, we seek out a guest editor. Instead of our editor, Rayanne Marsh, being the editor of each issue, we look to somebody that is very vested in business here and really the top leader that we can see for whatever our cover story is for that particular month. Mm-hmm. For instance, coming up in March, we have a major cover story on social corporate responsibility. And we have Adam Goodman of Goodman's Office Furnishings, who is our guest editor, because his company is such an incredible example of doing good by their employees and by the people of the community. And certainly there are reasons why that helps business. But what we have found just in talking with him is that it also satisfies, you know, some of the personal elements that he's always dreamt of building in a business. So it's really an interesting place for us. So we decided that with those guest editors every month and with a lot of the people that we're talking to in this business community, whether it be educators, business people, certainly people who have incredible success stories, people who are willing to share their information, that this would be a great venue. I mean, it's become so popular. The podcast has become popular because I think it's so cost effective. There was an article just last July from Forbes magazine that talked about the power of podcasts and how after the big explosion of social media and people started getting kind of tired of that element and tired of what they had to do to discover information,
right?
Even on their computer screens, scrolling screens constantly, reading everything, that a podcast was kind of a gentle, nice way to gain some information, you know, learn and understand something. And after we did some research, we realized that we have a strong brand and hopefully we can bring something to this business community and maybe even beyond that would be powerful and effective. So they will be limited to 20 minutes. It'll be a single person. We've got Governor Ducey that's coming up, Dr. Joelle Martin, who is an expert on diversity and inclusion coming up. Adam Goodman, whom I just mentioned, Heidi Janenga, Chris Camacho from GPEC. Heidi is with WebPT, as you our listeners probably know, yep. Also a big supporter of Startup Week this week. So we're excited about it. It'll be weekly. It'll come out Monday mornings every week. So you'll be able to get it anytime you like that entire week, and we'll go from there.
That's awesome. I am a huge fan of podcasts and podcasting. I have my own show that I try to do weekly. Try to commit to, you know.
I know it is a big commitment.
It is, you know, and a lot, you mentioned about the cost effectiveness of it too. A lot of people are, you see a lot of people right now trying to get into podcasting, and I don't know if everybody really realizes, that's the question we get a lot in here. We're in the pop-up podcast studio here at Startup Week with Zcast, with Roz from Zcast, manning the board.
Hey, Roz.
But people, that's like the number one question we get. They're like, oh, I'm thinking of starting my own show. And I see this whole setup. We have, I mean, it's more than you would generally have maybe in your house, because we got a mixing board here.
Right.
You know, you have some mic stands.
Want to sound good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the mics make a difference. But so for you, it's like, okay, we're making this commitment every week. We're putting a process in place to do this show. I'll say, Rick, you sound good on the mic. Do you have radio experience or anything?
I do not.
You do not?
No.
Oh, man. Well, you sound like a pro.
I do not. Oh, thank you. Well, that's good, I guess, since I'm hosting. I mean, I'm looking at the logo right now for In Business Weekly, our podcast hosted by Rick McCartney.
Love it.
And I'm telling you, with my name on it, I'm going to have to do this, right?
That's it. Fill in guests. I listen to Dan Patrick, you know, sports, and he'll have a fill in guest at times.
A guest host? Oh, good.
Guest host.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, I'm making
a note right now that you're available when I'm not. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay. I mean, that's my pitch. That's my pitch.
Yeah, good. Well done.
So with the show, you mentioned some of the guests. What are some of the topics and things you're really going to focus on and talk about on a week-to-week basis?
Sure. I mean, overall with In Business as a brand, I mean, whether it's the magazine, our events that we do about 22 events on an annual basis. The idea is to bring the business community together for them to really glean something from what's happening here, what can be happening here. Mm-hmm. It's why I get really excited that something like Startup Week is here in the Warehouse District. I mean, that's good for Phoenix.
Yes.
That's good for us from a business standpoint. There's a lot of great promotion and incredible sponsors that get involved in these kinds of things. So it does build business. And In Business Magazine, I really do pride ourselves on being really authentic to this business community and trying to find great new ways to disseminate whatever we can to keep everybody connected. That's how the magazine started. We have about 35 of the major business organizations in this community that are official partners with us. 8 of them are publishing partners in the magazine, which means they have a section up to 3 times per year. And so when looking at those different vehicles through a new mobile app that we have, through the events, through email, the different ways that we can get that information and that content out there, we really looked hard at the podcasts. I mean, you know, we don't just jump into something lightly and quickly because it's a trend. We want to really make sure that it matches the brand, that it's got some depth. And, you know, in listening to other podcasts here in the community and seeing some, you know, close friends of mine who have a very successful podcast, it's made me think about, you know, what can we bring to the community that can mean something? How can we really do a 20-minute podcast that can be meaningful and not just a reason for us to say we have a podcast?
Right.
So we're very serious about, you know, gearing up for some strong conversation about business in this community. And I expect that we will not be sitting there with a great guest and just, you know, profiling them or just interviewing them on the surface. We'll go deep with some serious stuff that they want to talk about, or things that we know the listener is going to be really interested in. And I'm one that's going to dig. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and just make it an easy, soft moment. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a really good plan behind it. The staff and everybody on board it in business is, you know, feels the same way I do. So we've really prepared well. We've got our first 6 set up before we even start,
right?
So that we can get out there in case we do have that week where, you know, the host Rick McCartney is not available.
That's good.
Or you
that's
have
good.
To come in, Vince, right?
That's good. Bank the content. Bank
yeah,
it. Yeah.
Right. And that's really what we need to do. And then, you know, and we'll also look at the different subjects. So we've put together some subjects we know we want to cover. We've put together some, as I'm out and about in this community and as our editor is out and about in this community, things come up. or we meet interesting people. I mean, earlier today here, just before we got on the podcast, I was talking to Brad Snyder, who is an expert on early childhood development and children. And I'm on a couple of boards that's so important. And so just standing there and talking to him, I think to myself, you know, there's some stuff there. If we can find some way that what he's doing relates to business in this community, then that would work for our podcast. So that's an example.
I giggled a little bit because my wife, Marisa, she's in the early childhood education consulting.
Wow. Yeah.
And I would not be surprised if she knows Brad.
Yeah.
She's out of town right now doing some work for that with their consulting group. But she has her own podcast. Mm-hmm. I got her into it. And she was like, what do I need my own? Yeah. Why would I do a podcast about my thing? I was like, you have no idea. The more niche it is, even the better it is. And so she started doing it. She loves it. She loves doing it. So I think this is a great idea.
Well, and I, you know, getting comfortable with it is going to take a little time. Sure. I mean, there's no question, but I'm more interested in I don't care how perfect we are when we do the podcast. I care that the information is really authentic and strong and that people could glean something from it, because I mean, 20 minutes is 20 minutes and I want to make it interesting. We've got great people on staff who are going to market it and push it out with the content, the very specific content for that podcast. So it won't just be, you know, our logo and hey, pick it up Monday morning because it's available all week.
Right.
We really want to push it out content wise so that people can say, hey, you know what? This one's important to me. This one isn't. I don't want to listen to Rick, but I really want to hear what they're going to be talking about this week. So well,
with podcasts too, it's interesting. I don't know that, I mean, you guys, I know have thought of this, but I don't know if everybody does. It lives on.
Yeah,
It's out there. And I mean,
So that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially, I mean, you know, being topical is great, you know, but everything has a shelf life. Mm-hmm. But it's not a bad thing. I know I'm a huge podcast listener and I've gone back to shows that I maybe started listening to just now. And I go back and oh my gosh, they've been on for 3 years.
Right.
You know?
Well, you know, that article that I found, and there are a lot of them out there on podcasts, the power of podcasts,
super how
it evolved.
Right.
I mean, like over the last 10 years, what it started out, you know, as and what it became. And the article that I read that I loved spoke about the history. And the first really influencers that were doing podcasts were major companies, and they were people that were doing it right. The content fit. It was authentic. It was real. It wasn't a platform that got too muddied. And then, you know, social media hit and really the podcast kind of went by the wayside for just a moment. And then, you know, as we've gotten kind of burned on social media and with all the fake news and the stuff that's going on, I mean, we've discovered we have a responsibility to what we're listening to, what we're watching, what we're liking, what we're tagging. And with a podcast, I mean, you can promote it, you can push it, you can, you know, send it to everybody you like, you can like it and all that stuff. But the content is the content. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's there. And when you say it, it's permanent. So as long as it's out there, people are going to hear it and you're going to have to back that up. So I like the platform for being authentic and high quality. And that's what we want to perform as, you know?
Sure. It's funny right now because like we said, it is so hot. But I don't think there's definitely room to jump into it. Mm-hmm. It is noisy. There's I don't know how many thousands of podcasts coming out daily. Right. But if you're doing good content, if you're providing some sort of value, service, education, I mean, you'll get listeners. It may take a little while, you know, it'll develop.
Right.
But people pay attention if it matters to them. And the key is with podcasts that definitely find is I will tell people about, oh, I heard this podcast, you should go listen to it.
Right.
And it's a huge word of mouth piece, even more so than, I mean, anything else. I ask people all the time, do you listen to podcasts? Oh, you should go listen to this one in particular because you like this topic.
Yeah.
There's a podcast for everybody.
Do you have in your experience, because yours is much more vast than mine is, do you have some tips and things for, you know, the different time frames? I mean, I know people that do podcasts that just seem like they go on forever. There's never an end. Mm-hmm. I really feel like a structure is important. I feel like when somebody gets on air and we start that, you know, I want to let people know what's going on throughout the whole 20 minutes and just kind of give them an assessment of what's up and then just start in so that they kind of understand where we're going and what we're going to be talking about. They can realize there's value in that, or they can stand back and say, hey, I'll listen to as much of this as I can. I can't stand the way I sound, so I think it's so funny that I'm doing this.
You sound good. Trust me.
Well, thank you, I've never liked my own voice, right? It's like when those answering machines came out 1,000 years ago and you had to record your greeting. It's like, oh my God, I sound terrible.
You didn't do the George Costanza?
I'm taking it way back.
The George Costanza greeting?
No, but if they were still around, I'm sure I would, right?
I would just say there's some numbers out there. There's some statistics about around the 20-minute time frame is like the ideal. 22 minutes is the ideal time. Personally, I listen to shows. If I like, I'm a big Bill Simmons fan.
Yeah.
He does regular interviews at an hour a piece. Easy. So your show will find your audience.
Yeah.
It'll eventually find your audience and they'll even let you know, based on the few statistics that are available right now, which, you know, Apple's working on some of that, but,
right.
And I know Zcast is too, they'll tell you, you know, they'll tell you based on that information.
And we do have several, mechanisms through the mobile app and through the website at inbusinessphx.com that we can do surveys and get some feedback. Cause I do want to do, we're going to do the first 6 shows. We'll continue, but after about 6 shows, we're going to start asking people, you know, what do you think? What should we change? And some of them will be live because we do have events where we will be, at Galvanize interviewing people face to face with an audience. And then, they are our salon that we've set up through In Business Magazine, mostly with our guest editors, but it'll be a 20-minute interview. And then immediately after that, an expert from their company or the person we're interviewing themselves at that live event will be able to give some kind of seminar to the audience. That would not be part of the podcast. Just the interview would be. And then, of course, cocktails after. So that'll be pretty exciting.
Oh, well, that always brings everybody out. Yeah.
And ours is video, so we won't be drinking on the actual podcast.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you got it all figured out really already. I mean, you also have a built-in audience from the magazine.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it'll turn them away.
But that, I mean, you have that luxury with the surveys too. That's a huge thing to be able to really directly go to them and get that feedback. How can people find the podcast? What are the best ways that they can talk to you and maybe get in touch with you, become guests, all that sort of thing?
Sure. And what we do is we ask them to go to inbusinessphx.com, and on our website, on the homepage, there is a podcast tab that'll go up next Monday. And that tab will give them just a single page of information of who they can contact if they want to submit some ideas, if they have somebody that they know, or if they themselves are somebody that wants to be on the show.
Great.
We want to really open it up to the community. So we want people to react to what we're doing. And it's funny, we've been publishing for 8 years within Business Magazine. And I will say, letters to the editor and feedback through email is rare. We don't get a lot of feedback as much as we would like. So maybe with the podcast, we'll be able to do that a little more. And certainly we're always interested in people giving us their story ideas, whether it be disseminated through the magazine, through our posts on the website. Our website is very robust. We really have had a lot of people tell us that they really appreciate the way it's been designed so that they can find content that relates to them. And we want the podcast to do that as well. So we will also categorize the podcast so that they can find it based on subject matter, find it based on the people that are being interviewed, you know, find it based on date, all of that. So we really want the end user or the listener, I guess, in this case, to have an ease to be able to find our information. And then by way of us pushing it out through social media, mostly, certainly through the magazine, hopefully they'll grab on to one or two of them and then maybe we'll get a following.
Sure. I don't doubt it. I'm waiting to subscribe. So
what are you waiting for?
I mean, you know, I will jump on my phone, or it'll be out on March 12th. Right?
Yeah. March 12th, right? Monday morning. That will be delivered. It'll go out with an email blast the first few weeks. And then after that, we'll just hope people that will start following it.
Sure.
And that they'll love it.
I have no doubt. I mean, you're doing a lot of, you have a lot of great guests already. The topics, it's super interesting. And especially within even the Yes PHX community, the business community, the startup community, tech, it's super relevant.
Well, I'm real big on those alliances. I mean, partnership is important. You know, I really find that there are so many great organizations in this community that we can connect with. I think that makes us better too at what our content is, because we do not know everything and we want to look to the guys that do, like you guys with your podcast. So thank you so much for having us on board.
Oh, I mean, thank you for coming on. It's a pleasure and a treat for us. In Business Weekly Podcast, mm-hmm. hosted by Rick McCartney, March 12th. Get ready to subscribe. Go to your phone, go to your calendar right now.